This is a big idea to try and explain, but I've been thinking a lot, mm-hmm. you know, with little kids and a puppy in the house now, about my temper and reactions to things. And I've been thinking a lot about actions and reactions and love, you know, because dogs are very simple. They love us and they want us to love them. And the same with kids, right? The difference in people relationships and pet relationships is that how you treat a pet can't be rationalized or explained to them. Your actions have to show your respect and care and love. Like, you can't hit a dog and then go back later and say, "I'm sorry, I had a bad day. My boss got on to me. Somebody cut me off in traffic. I didn't mean it. I love you." The dog doesn't get that explanation. It only knows how you treat it. And if somebody tries to explain or defend hurtful behavior towards you by saying, "I did this because X happened to me," or "I reacted so badly because I love you so much," then something's off. Love, respect, and kindness aren't things that have to be rationalized after the fact. They're supposed to be felt through consistent, considerate action. Even a loving motive, if they think that's where it comes from, doesn't excuse cruelty or control. Real love expresses itself through compassion and patience and honesty, not through actions that leave you feeling small, unloved, or hurt. And I'm here to remind you, as you watch your own treatment of others and their treatment of you, if it's love, it won't need a disclaimer. If it hurts, it shouldn't be justified by love. So treat people and consider their treatment of you as the truth, no matter how good they are with words. And I hope that helps anybody out there who needs it today.
Oh, wow.